is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Put under the microscope McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers after an E. coli outbreak. The CDC says nearly 50 people in 10 states have gotten sick and one person has died. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Some of the preliminary reports with respect to the McDonald's Quarter Pounders is that it might be related to slivered onions in the Quarter Pounders or possibly the patties in the Quarter Pounders. And apparently they are a very specific patty that they only use in the Quarter Pounders, not in the Big Macs and the other products.
The most recent illness occurred on October 11th. The Treehouse frozen waffle recall has been expanded to include pancakes due to possible listeria. The recall involves more than 600 varieties of frozen waffles and pancakes sold by major retailers, including Walmart and Target. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. Former President Donald Trump started his day in Florida and ends it in Greensboro, North Carolina, where he criticized his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, for not holding any public events today.
This woman is a radical left lunatic who has no right even running. She doesn't deserve to be able to run.
Harris's vice presidential running mate Tim Walz stumped with former President Barack Obama in Wisconsin, and Obama also stopped in Detroit. Vice President Harris did two media interviews today, one of them with NBC. More on that from CBS's Matt Piper.
Kamala Harris tells NBC that her team is prepared to challenge Donald Trump if he tries to prematurely declare victory in the presidential election, saying the Democrats have the resources and the expertise should he try to subvert the election.
Are you thinking about that as a possibility?
Of course. This is a person, Donald Trump, who tried to undo a free and fair election, who still denies the will of the people, who incited a violent mob to attack the United States Capitol.
Harris says she's not going to get into hypotheticals about potentially pardoning Trump if she wins the White House. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for his 11th visit to the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, with the goal of restarting ceasefire discussions. CBS's Raimi Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
This is a rally by the families and friends and supporters of hostages still held in Gaza over the past year. Their supporters trying to apply any kind of pressure on Washington to try to bring their loved ones home.
President Biden in Concord, New Hampshire, praises the Inflation Reduction Act in helping to lower the cost of prescription drugs.
That means as of June, 1.5 million Americans who are enrolled in Medicare hit the cap and do not have to pay a dime more for drugs for the rest of the year, no matter what their costs are.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez reports on a quest to save a sticky rice.
There's a problem in Japan. How to save the king's rice. Koshi Hikari has been the best seller there for more than 40 years. The New York Times says scientists are racing against time to reverse the effects of climate change. They hope to crossbreed the grain's genetic signature with DNA from another variety to make it resistant to heat. Scorching temperatures turn the rice cloudy and brittle. A broiling summer ravaged the crop, devastating farmers in a region where rice is the economy's biggest output. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Target announces price cuts ahead of the holiday season. Being slashed are prices on more than 2,000 Target-owned and national brand products, from food to cold medicine. Aldi recently unveiled its lowest price Thanksgiving spread in 5 years, besting Walmart by about $2. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 50. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, breezy and cooler, a high in the upper 50s. We're back into sunshine Thursday early, then clouds return late, a chance of showers. High low 60s. It's 67 right now.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. to the BB.
You're alone and life is making you lonely. You can't always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Shows. Downtown, maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marsh. Which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
ever since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Two, baby. dream come true. Just take two.
I will never be free, no, no, no.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars all
Oh, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers are linked to an outbreak of E. coli that has sickened nearly 50 people in 10 states, killing one person, according to the CDC. McDonald's president, Joe Erlinger, says in a video provided by the company,
after close consultation with regulatory authorities, including the CDC, USDA, and FDA, we've taken steps to proactively remove slivered onions, which are used in Quarter Pounders, from restaurants in select states. We also made the decision to temporarily remove the Quarter Pounder from restaurants in select states.
The most recent incident occurred as of October 11th. Instead of hitting the campaign trail today, Vice President Kamala Harris recorded two media interviews. NBC's Hallie Jackson questioned Harris about the economy.
Part of my plan includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries.